Hey there, this is Life Origami, and this is Greg Dixon. You are listening to Season 2, Episode 5, Bitter versus Better. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, Bitter versus Better. So, this whole idea of this topic came about as I was thinking about observing that when we feel angry, we become either bitter or we become better. And the difference between bitter versus better is a choice. And the difference, it's in how we choose. It's in what we choose, because either we choose to learn from our circumstances, and as a result, we choose to intentionally change our future, to learn from it, to extract the lesson and make a change, or we cling. We cling to the past hurts, trauma, stories, projection, blame, judgment, shame, and pain. So it's either we learn from what happened, we extract a lesson, or we end up caught on this treadmill in our mind of our stories and the trauma and what we lost and our frustration, our anger. You see, when we're angry or we feel antsy, or when we get into resistance, we're simply looking for someone or something to resent or to blame. Because it certainly can't be me. I can't be to blame. It's not my fault. But here's the thing. Whose life is it? We are the thinker of our thoughts. And we are always, if I can say, to blame for the conclusions, projections, and judgments that we make. Now, maybe that sounds a bit harsh, maybe it sounds a little bit out there, a little bit woo-woo, touchy-feely, but the truth is you are the thinker of your thoughts. You are not your thoughts, but you are the thinker of your thoughts. You're not defined by what you think. Your life is shaped by the actions you take. Now, the actions we take is often shaped by what we think, because if we get caught up in this thinkingness and we end up in autopilot, we can just be in this automatic reactionary mode. And here's what happens. When we have unresolved anger and we cling to it, it's usually because we're looking, like I said, for someone else or something else to blame. And of course, when we do that, it can lead to all sorts of drama, frustration, and even illness, physical illness as well as a psychological illness. We can literally think ourselves sick and think ourselves well. Part of getting better and changing our mood and becoming mentally having a healthy thought life is about choice. It's about we have to learn. I had to learn how to shift my thoughts. I had to realize that I have thoughts, but I am not my thoughts. I observe my thoughts, but they are not me. They are what I am thinking. It's what the thinker is thinking, but it's not who I am, because who I am is based upon what I do. And in any given moment, I'm always at that point of choice. I can choose something different. Now, to get back to this whole idea of clinging to anger, when we cling to anger, what happens is we're actually also avoiding reality. And we're caught up in this web of our own thinking, and sometimes it's like a treadmill of worry, angst, and anxiety. The truth is that it's self-destructive, and We also know this whole this thing by another name, another label that we call stress. That's right, stress. Now, when we say that we are stressed or stressed out or I'm overwhelmed, it's all code for the fact that we're pronouncing judgment or we're blaming ourselves or other people. And where this becomes a problem is if we don't confront it. If we're on this automatic pilot and we're having these thoughts, but we're not observing ourselves having them or looking at them and saying, do I really want to believe that? Is that what I really think? Then we're on this unconscious path. And however, when we confront our stress, when we confront reality, we actually disarm it. We take away its power to control us. And we regain conscious control of our lives and of our thoughts instead of being trapped in the blame, shame, and guilt game. So I guess the next question is, what can you do? Well, right off the bat, there's a few things I can think of. Number one, you can be the observer. To begin to give yourself permission to pay attention to the thinker. Pay attention to your thoughts. Observe yourself. And most important, number two, is be gentle with yourself. You know, I've always said to my clients over the decades that one of the challenges with becoming aware is you become more aware. As you become more aware, you become more aware. And I remember at a certain point, I remember thinking, holy crap, I am messed up. The stuff I'm thinking, that's not who I want to be. I don't really believe some of that, but I was obviously all wrapped up in a ball of anger, resentment, and bitterness. But to become better, I had to learn to be gentle with myself. And I had to confront the bitterness and look at it and be willing to resolve it, to release the bitterness so that I could get better. Release the bitterness so I could observe and try to extract a lesson from it and pose the question. So instead of being bitter, instead of continuing on this story, this road of bitter storytelling as it relates to this experience I'm having of life, what can I do to get better? And if you simply ask that question, you might be shocked as to what you learn about yourself, about others, and how it will open the release valve of stress and tension in your life. Sometimes the hardest thing we do is to face reality, to face the way things are, but sometimes it's the most effective way to disarm and let off the stress, let off the steam, take off the pressure, deal with the tension, the pressure, the anxiety, the fatigue, the judgment, the blame, the projection, the drama, and let it all go. So there you go. My name's Greg Dixon. This is the Life Origami Podcast. You can find out more about us at lifeorigami.com on Twitter and Facebook, and also at Anchor, anchor.com/life-origami, O-R-G-A-M-I. And leave us a voice message. Reach out to us on social media, or feel free to give us a call at 403-307-8281. Stay tuned. There's more to come in the next show. Keep listening, and we love your feedback.